I'm so excited about our guest next. Her name is Brittany Brown. We're going to be talking about how that connects to York County and what Brittany does on a day-to-day business, on a day-to-day
basis,
exactly. Saying business, it is business, but it's also your basis there. But you work for the York County government, so welcome to Palmetto Mornings, Brittany Brown.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you work specifically with what is called the York County Forever Commission.
Yes.
All right. So this has been around for a long time. Kind of give us some of the background, if you can.
So the York County Forever Commission has been around since 1998. It's actually the county's land conservation organization that I don't think many people know much about.
Well, we take it for granted that land is just going to be there, that trees are just going to be there. And yet now we're looking at so much development. We're having to look at it through your lens. So why is it so important from an environmental standpoint to protect areas for green space?
It's more about creating a balance. You know, we do need economic development. We thrive on it, but we also need some sort of habitat for our wildlife here. But we also need water recharge. We need an ability to keep our air clean and typically keep an open space for people, because it's always a good health benefit for everyone to get out and get moving.
As part of the commission, are you the only one in the commission? What does the department look like? And then what's like a normal day for you all?
So the commission is actually comprised of 9 members. Mm-hmm. A citizen is appointed from each of the 7 council districts, and non-voting representatives from Nation Ford Land Trust and the Cultural and Heritage Commission.
Okay.
And we typically meet once a month, third Tuesday, at the York County complex.
And do you all go out in the community and just look at areas where something wants to be developed and say, we want to protect this? Or what does a normal day look like for you all?
It's not really a day-to-day thing. Okay. We typically rely on landowners to approach us. For the most part, we work in conservation easements. And what people don't realize is that you can permanently protect land. And a conservation easement is a legally binding document that is tied to the deed of a property. And typically a third party holds it, which is a land trust. Typically the York County Forever uses Nation Ford Land Trust, since they are a local organization. And they will every year come back to make sure nothing has changed on that property. A conservation easement allows the landowner to determine what kind of rights they want to hold. However, they are giving up development rights. They can maintain a 5-acre house site, 6 5-acre house sites for a larger tract of land, put in a parking lot eventually, but those rights that they reserve have to be agreed upon by the land trust as accepting the easement.
Gotcha. So tell us about some of the accomplishments that you have made.
York County Forever's actually permanently protected 7,949 acres in York County.
Great.
That's protecting, meaning it's not built upon. It is just green space.
Correct.
That we can enjoy, our animals can enjoy, and it's good for the environment.
Correct. Okay. But not all of these places are public. We do have a lot of private landowners that agree to this. But some of the properties y'all might be more familiar with are, you know, Worth Mountain. That's 1,642 acres on the Broad River. So it's a few miles southwest of Hickory Grove. We also did the Miller property, which is 53 acres under conservation easement, so it's not for public use. It was actually the remnants of 200 acres of an emancipated slave, and his granddaughter still lives in the house on that property. She's in her late 90s.
That's
She's
awesome.
Wonderful.
Mm. Wow.
Man.
Wow. So in terms of big developers that see big dollar signs, they know that that's protected by a trust, so let's keep
right.
on looking for something available.
And there are actually big tax incentives involved for landowners or property owners. You can receive 50% off of your federal income taxes for 15 years, 50% of the market value of the property.
So you incentivize them to perhaps look at preserving it.
And you can, you know, save yourself some money along the way.
Sure.
For 15 years, that's a pretty significant chunk of change.
Brittany Brown is with the York County Forever Commission. They just help to manage growth and make sure we have green spaces to enjoy and protect. Again, you can't buy and you can't make, well, you can't make more land. So this is what we have, is what God gave us. And so we need to protect what we can. Brittany, do you find that people really do want to protect it? And they want to see green space, whether it's a homeowner, whether it's a business, or whether it's a developer, but they just sometimes are not knowledgeable enough to follow through and really do their part? What do you all find in your line of work when you all explain to people what you do and your role?
Well, I do, before I answer your question, I wanted to back up to say we do actually protect cultural and historical resources as well. Okay. But to your question, I don't think people know of conservation easements. I had never heard of one until I jumped in this line of work myself. And it can be a difficult thing to do because development, when you are approached by a developer, it's very lucrative be given that offer for your 50 acres of land. We're typically approached by people who want to see their family land preserved that's been passed down the generations. But you know, over time, people subdivide their properties till they are quite smaller, especially around the bigger hubs like Rock Hill and Fort Mill. So we're not always looking for large tracts of land. We're looking for people who are interested, but we also want to protect the right pieces of land. Not everybody gets protected if they do approach us.
So the 2,100 acres of the Greenway in Fort Mill, would that be an example of land that is preserved?
Yes, and that wasn't preserved through York County Forever, but they do hold an easement with Nation Ford Land Trust. That is permanently protected. That will never change.
And I think that's what we look at because it's easy to say it will never change until a really, really good deal comes along.
Right.
So is that why it's important to go that extra step and hold it in trust?
Absolutely. Because, you know, opinions change through the generations and some people might need more money later on than others. So to permanently protect it, and you can still save a house site for yourself or your children. Just so that land can stay that way when I'm sure the pressure is great around these larger areas and places that are growing like Clover and Lake Wylie.
And how do you balance such a growing community and growing county like York County that we want to continue to grow? I mean, that's what most counties are jealous of what we have here because we're growing. But where is the happy balance between growing and developing communities and, having development, shopping centers and everything else with balancing the right to keep our green space green?
That's a very tough question because it's always up to the property owner what they want to do. And though York County Forever does try to purchase land fee simple, it is more difficult because it depletes our funds.
Oh.
Especially in these places where they're growing very quickly, that the property value is just very expensive.
So you really, maybe our listeners this morning have land that they know there's going to come a time when developers are going to want it and they want to preserve it. How would they get in touch with you and begin that process of you considering their property to preserve?
So what they would need to do is go to the York County website and search the York County Forever Commission. Our page will come up on the county website and submit a statement of interest form, and those are on the website. Once it would be brought before the commission at one of our meetings, we would discuss it and see if we'd like to proceed. I would then contact the landowners if it was approved by the commission to proceed and see exactly what they want, because some people want their land purchased outright, and that takes a lot more discussion since it would be a lot more expensive. Once I would meet with them and we all are on the same page, we all agree, we get the conservation easement written up. They do by a lawyer. We actually approach the county council with we want to spend $23,000 on their conservation easement because they are expensive. And if the council approves, then we move forward and the land is protected.
It's a fascinating department within York County government. It's called York County Forever Commission. Check them out on the website. And as Brittany said, just reach out to them and take a few minutes just to learn a little bit about maybe where you live and what's being done to protect our green space right here in the county.
I feel better already.
Yeah,
I feel like you're out there, you know, working every day to protect our green space.
We love it.
Yeah, I'm breathing better.
That's it. All right, Brittany Brown again is with the York County Forever Commission.